Prime Minister, are you going to think you're busy on the floor today? You don't mind it, huh? No. Sure. Well, I always say that's why they pay you the big salary. Let me tell you, I called you and wanted you to know that I had sent you a note by courier. I deliberately have sent it just on a personal basis because I don't want to be in any position where it's pulling in the sense of putting pressure and so forth and so on. And I wanted to just chat with you about it briefly on the phone. It's with regard to this very, very difficult problem for us, and of course I know for you too, of the ICCS. I know that as far as your decision is concerned, it's one of those things where there will be very strong pressures for to move in the direction to leave it. Let me say that on our part, just so that you will know that, as I'm sure you know, that all countries, not just ours, are convinced that Canada's continued participation is essential. We've checked with that certainly. In fact, that's the reason we wanted Canada in the first place, actually, because everything was universally agreed. The second point is that on our part, we, with the GDN, where we do will have some success, and even later with the North Committee, where we may have some success as we look down toward aid and the rest, we believe we can have considerable influence in getting cooperation with the ICCS to comply with the agreement's provisions. Also on our part, that we are working at the highest level through our friends at the consumer government level, which became in Moscow, but also the Hungarians and Poles, because they have been, as you know, as usual with these arrangements, they've been less than objective when we're trying to use our influence. And we have some particular with the Poles, because of some things they want from us, perhaps some of the Hungarians. The way I look at it at this point is that this is the difficult time right now. It's difficult because the final American troops leave, as all the POWs return, as the ceasefire is still has its violations on both sides, would appear to be a very discouraging time. On the other hand, it's a time that is critically important in terms of really making it come together. And we think that your decision at this time could be, and very likely would be, crucial in that respect. In other words, I just don't see it working, the ICCS, without Canada's continued participation this time. I wanted to tell you too that I put this in the note that I sent to you, which as I said, it just for between you and me, not anything that you have to be concerned about in a public sense, because we don't want any idea that the impression that the U.S. is trying to exert in Canada. But I wanted to present it to you in terms of the interest which I know you have, as we do, toward trying to develop a mechanism which can have at least an uneasy peace in that part of the world.
Thank you.
not be able